food and yard waste from the city of Seattle has become a hot potato. City council members are scheduled to vote today on legislation that could change where that waste ends up. But the latest plan is raising a stink east of the Cascades. KUOW's Derek Wong explains.
The city of Seattle sends its food and yard waste to be recycled into compost at two plants operated by a company called Cedar Grove. One plant is in Everett and the other is in Maple Valley. Mike Davis lives in Marysville near the Everett plant. He says smell from the plant has ruined the quality of life in his neighborhood.
It's just rank. I don't even know even how else to put it. It'll stop you from using your yard, your deck. It'll force you either inside or out of the area. I mean, it's truly obnoxious.
The odor made Davis so mad that he started an opposition group called Citizens for a Smell-Free Snohomish County, and he organized one of the several lawsuits against Cedar Grove. Cedar Grove did not respond to multiple interview requests, but in the past, company officials have said that the odor in Snohomish County might not be coming from their plant. They say the stinker could be Marysville's sewage treatment plant. They've offered to pay for an independent study to determine who's responsible for fouling the air. In the wake of the controversy, the company decided not to renew its contract with the city of Seattle. That means the city has to consider other options. So it's looking at contracts with two other companies. Under those proposals, the food and yard waste would instead go to an existing facility near Stanwood and a proposed plant in Kittitas County. But now that idea has Kittitas County residents holding their noses. Carl Nelson is one of them. He's also a commissioner for a Kittitas County water district. Nelson drove 2 hours to Seattle last week to urge city council members to vote against the new plan.
We would have a facility that works 24/7 with lights brightly over the hill, obliterating the night sky, the sounds of machinery, the smell of putrid waste, and the damage to the scenic beauty up here. It would just be gut-wrenching.
Then late last week, the company behind the Kittitas County plant said it was changing course. It said it was no longer interested in the site on which it initially had hoped to build its plant. Instead, it said it had identified three alternate sites in Kittitas County that, quote, should eliminate the environmental and logistical impacts. Still, the company needs to get the necessary permits. A company spokeswoman said she did not expect that change to affect the city council's pending contract proposal. If the Kittitas plant doesn't happen, the legislation would allow for the waste to boomerang back to Cedar Grove's facilities in Maple Valley and Everett. Marysville resident Mike Davis says if that happens, he wants the stinky problem solved, and he says it raises a larger question about being neighborly.
Seattle acts like, well, it's not our fault, you know, we just pay a contractor. Well, you know what, it's not really true in my opinion. You know, you're responsible for what happens to your trash, and you have to make sure that the person that's handling it or the company that's handling it does it responsibly.
I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.